This is the Mind and Fitness Podcast. It is Wednesday, March the 10th. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, I want to make sure that I thank the patrons of the podcast. There's a new one this week. It's Nathan. So thank you, Nathan. Valerie and John, Brooke, Carrie, Jason, David, Colette, Matthew, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Francisco, Ashley, Michael, Victoria, Chad, Anthony, Jen, and Nate, Christina, Ross, Caroline, Julie, Casey, Brian, Arnie, Barb, and Kim. Thank you all so much for being continuous supporters of the podcast. I really appreciate it. Okay, I've got big news. Here we go. So Irina, who I mentioned on there. So last week I had talked about this sudden hatred for my theme song, and some background on my theme song is that it has been around with me. A rapper in Northern California actually made it for me back in the summer of 2006. And I used to have a YouTube show way back then, and that was the theme song for it. So it has been with this podcast for all 166 episodes. But lately I'd gotten some emails and some feedback from people that did not like it. And so, you know, it is what it is. Irina, who's a patron, messaged me the other day and said that her son created a theme song for me, and I love it. His name is Raf de Groot, and so this is going to be the new theme song for the podcast, and I couldn't be more excited. So I'm going to lay out, and let's give this bad boy a listen, because I think it is awesome. So check this out. Just think that is terrific. I think it's perfect for the podcast. So thank you so much for creating that. Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm totally stoked about it. Okay. Last week, I came on the podcast. I got a ton of messages, actually, people supporting, you know, people saying, hang in there, you know, that kind of thing. So here's the deal. If you weren't listening last week, I always record this podcast on Tuesday. So I'm recording this on March 9th. And then, of course, it airs on Wednesday. Last Tuesday, I was doing snatch pulls for my daily weightlifting session, and I was trying to recall, that had to be the worst relapse, flare, whatever you want to call it, I have ever had. And I dropped the bar, I hit the ground, I was on the ground for 35 minutes. I could not get up. Anytime I moved, even just shifted my legs an inch or a couple of inches, it hurt so bad. Finally make it to my feet. And it was, I mean, that hurt so bad. Recorded the podcast later on that day, and I talked about it, and going back and listening to it, certainly with hope. I mean, I knew what was going on, and I knew that, it was kind of the same old big old bunch of bullshit that I talk about on this podcast and have been talking about on this podcast for almost 4 years now. And it was what it was. So normally I take my rest days on Thursday. Usually I'll work out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, take Thursday off, and then Friday is my big max out day. Since that occurred on Tuesday last week, I took a Wednesday off. So I missed one day, and then I was back at it on Thursday. Worked out Thursday, worked out Friday. I always take the weekends off, so I took the weekend off again. But then yesterday, went back and did the same weights that was in the program for this week, and I felt fine. So at this point in time, I am recovered. And it was the now this has actually happened before. This happened in the summer of 2019, and then happened again. I want to say it was at the beginning of 2020, maybe. It was pre-pandemic. I know that, but same spot. And both of those times, in fact, the first time that that happened, which again was in the summer of 2019, my friend Carrie had a really similar thing happen a week or 2 weeks earlier. Same spot, same description, same kinds of movements, hurt even worse, made her feel worse. So I just, you know, she went to a chiropractor and got her prescription. And so I just did exactly the same thing as her. And, you know, a month and a half later, I was fine. But that is a lot of missed time. So at that time, what I did was I took a week off of completely doing anything, just, you know, really no movement, didn't go on walks, just, you know, laid totally low. And then a week later, I would do extremely light exercise. And then 2 weeks later, a little bit more. 3 weeks later, a little bit more. 4 weeks later, a little bit more. And then week five, week six, I'm starting to rebuild and, you know, work back up. But overall, time lost, if you're in a weightlifting program, especially like I am right now, I'm in week 10 or 11 of a 13-week program. And to miss and fall behind by 6 to 8 weeks and then start from scratch, I mean, I don't want to play that game forever. I've got certain goals that I want to hit, certain things that I've been working towards for all of 2021 and actually most of 2020. And finally, I'm really getting in that stride. So that is the last thing that I want to do. Second time that it happened, I did exactly the same thing. I took a week completely off and then slowly built back over the course of 6 to 8 weeks. This time I said, fuck that. And I'm taking a day off. And then I was right back at it. And, I'm doing, you know, I'm doing the weight that I would normally do. And it's felt tremendously empowering. So I thought that today I would treat this as a relapse blueprint. There are so many people, and I've posted over the last couple of days, and if you're not in the Facebook group, the Deleters of Pain is one, but I've actually posted more about the story and on Facebook. It's the TMS hyphen the mind body syndrome, and there's about 3,200 members, I think, at this point in time, and just sharing sort of how this experience has gone over the last few days. So again, Tuesday hit the ground. Wednesday, my daughter Zoe and I went out and delivered cookies. I drove 300 miles that day, and just, you know, it hurt. It hurt to get out of the car. It hurt to walk. I would meet, there'd be clients, people that I do business with, that I'd get out of the car and I'd be hunched over and I'd kind of slowly try and stand completely up. But I was just in agony over it. It sucked so bad. And all the while I'm like test riding motorcycles and I look like a goddamn fool and all that kind of stuff. So I've given this some thought over the last little while. And there's a portion of Steve Ozanich's book that really jumped out at me that I was thinking a lot about. There's a part in his book where he talks about this collision of the id, the ego, and the superego. Now, if you don't remember, the id is that only wants pleasure. It's impulse. It only wants the thing. You know, it's like it's a stubborn child living beneath the surface. And it's kind of where we think that a lot of this rage comes from, is in that id, because the id only wants things a certain way. It only wants pleasure, right? So, and then on the flip side of that, the exact opposite end, you have the superego, which is very righteous, always wanted to do the right thing. What is, you know, as if everybody is always watching you, how would you act to be portrayed in the best light, virtue signaling, all that kind of stuff. And in the middle, you have the ego, which is really trying to balance between the two. They're playing the referee, essentially. And so sort of a simplistic way that I thought about this, and one of the things that I've had a conundrum over the last month and a half, is about buying a new motorcycle, right? And I went and rode this really sexy Triumph Tiger 900 Rally Pro, way more expensive than I would ever want to pay for a motorcycle. But nevertheless, you know, it's fast, it's sleek, it looks awesome. It's high revving. It sounds like a absolute monster. It jets down the road, way different than what it is that I have now. You know, that's like the id side, right? And the superego in me is saying, you got something that works great right now. It does everything that you want it to do. I'm looking at it right now. It does everything you want it to do. It's never let you down. It's never had a mechanical problem. You can take it into the mountains. You can do off-road riding with it, all that kind of stuff. And then the ego is the one in the center that's, you know, again, playing referee between these two impulses, right? So this kind of stuff happens all the time. Somebody does something shitty to you and you want to be the id side of it and just fucking load on them. Could be your kid, could be your spouse, could be your friend, could be a customer of yours. You know, you want to just unload on them. That's what the id wants to do. It has these impulses, these no filter, violent, that kind of thing. But the superego in you is going to kill them with kindness, right? And the ego has to balance between the two. So that's one thing that really rang in my mind recently, is that collision course between the three. It's really between the two, with the ego playing the referee. But let's just call it the collision course between the three, the triple threat steel cage match, if you will. That intersection is in a lot of ways where pain resides, right? Because the more conflict that there is between those three, the more buried rage it is that you have. So maybe the motorcycle debate contributing to it. Certainly it was something that got me obsessed. And I know that when there's obsessive thinking for me, I know that I need to do TMS work and whatever, you know, whatever sort of appetizer it is that you want when we say TMS work, but certainly have to do something. Could be journaling. It could be meditation. It could be the thing I'm going to talk about in a couple of minutes. But in the past, if I've neglected on that, that's when I kind of start getting body pains or symptoms or a cold or something like that. And so I've just been neglecting it. And 2 weeks ago on this podcast, I was talking about how I hadn't been doing any upkeep in my my regular practice and how I was almost sort of waiting for something to happen. And boom, then that happened. So so what I did, the solution, the blueprint, this is for me, and I think this actually could work with anybody. In fact, I did a coaching call on Friday, a client call, with somebody who had inquired, said, hey, I listened to the podcast and I need some help. Person was about my age. Our makeup and our symptoms and our story and the places we'd been and the surgery that we had done and all that kind of stuff was so similar that I took him on and I said, let's do a single session, which I offer. I'm not really in the business of doing continuous coaching calls. I feel like this is something where one, maybe two sessions, and there's nothing further of value that I think that you could get from working with somebody in a continuous capacity. Because the whole idea is like, you have the power to make these changes, and there's only so much of the same thing I can say to you. I mean, 167 podcast episodes in, some of the stuff that I talk about on here is a repeat from past episodes, but not everybody's been around for that long. So I talk about this experience of like somatic tracking is sort of what I would refer to it as. I've actually called it the Stark Reactor, but it's kind of a blend of Alan Gordon and a blend of Adam Heller. It's far more in the Adam Heller ring. But what I did for every night, basically, since that happened, and especially more in the last like three nights, is go to bed a little bit earlier, and I would lay there, and usually I turn to my side, but I try and have it be a very quiet room and a dark room. But really I was just closing my eyes and I was visualizing, where's that buried anger or rage inside of me right now? And I don't need the story. I don't need what is causing it. I don't need the background. I don't need when it came from. I don't need where it came from. I just need to know that it's there, because all these symptoms and all these things we feel in our body, it really are unfelt emotion. And so feeling the emotion and experiencing the emotion is really the only way to get out of it. So this was especially true, I think it was two nights ago, which would have been Sunday night. And I'm laying in bed, and I'm going through the session. I lay to my side, I close my eyes. I'm just visualizing that area of my like chest and solar plexus and sternum and kind of that just main torso. And I'm just with the absolute most attention that I can pay to it. And suddenly it starts to get very hot, and then it starts to have this swirling sensation, and then it starts to be burning, and then it's getting very uncomfortable. But I'm just allowing it to happen. And over in my head, I just keep saying, what emotion am I feeling right now? What am I feeling? What emotion is this? You know, kind of, and the same thing, I kept saying it in my head over and over, anger. Right now, what emotion am I feeling? Anger. Right now. What emotion is this? Anger. And the more that I said it, the hotter that internal feeling got. And I probably did this for 5 to 15 straight minutes, and it was getting more and more uncomfortable, more and more uncomfortable. It felt like panic attack is coming, 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 coming. And then eventually I fell asleep. I don't even remember. I didn't intentionally try to fall asleep. I just did. I got an amazing night of sleep. I got an 89 or a 90 out of 100 on my Fitbit sleep score, which was the best I'd gotten in a month. Well rested, 7.5 hours of total sleep time, which doesn't happen very often, maybe even 7 hours and 40 minutes of total sleep time. And I woke up yesterday, I felt awesome. And I that's when I did my heavy snatch workout. I snatched 176 pounds. I did pulls at 100 and what did I do? Oh, two, it would have been about 208 pounds. And if you recall, it was about 185, 190 pounds that put me on the ground right away. So I did 210 yesterday, and I felt great. And I did it. And then today I did heavy bench. I'm down to singles. I'm testing that next week. I'm trying to go for a new PR on a personal record that has stood for 8 years, and I feel like I'm right there. 235 is my all-time best single. I did 231 today for five singles. So I did one at 231 and then step away for a minute or two and then do it again. Step away for a minute or two, come back and do it again. So I'm going to make that max attempt next week, which I'm looking forward to. So I did it again last night. I did the same thing right now. What am I feeling? And it was significantly less energy I could feel from two nights ago. And I'll do it again tonight. And I'm expecting again, even less energy to come up. And so it's just being able to be with it and be okay that it's there. Like, honestly, that is what I did. I mean, the first night that all this stuff occurred, that Tuesday, I made a list of all the things that I'm perhaps raging about just to try and shake some things loose. And this is different strokes for different folks, but guys, to be honest, like for me, I think I've come to terms with the fact that experiencing and doing that in a somatic way is really my special sauce for me personally. Maybe that's not for everybody. And one of the things that I do on these coaching calls is kind of listen to the story, get a good sense of what kind of a person they are, and make a prescription for them. Because maybe for some people, that somatic work is not the best, and maybe writing is the best, or maybe I feel a meditation program is the best, or maybe different sleep habits are the best. So it really depends on the person. But for me personally, that is where I feel like the most value is added. So what took me two previous times, 6 to 8 weeks to be able to recover from. This one I was back in a day, and now I consider myself at 100%. I don't even know what the weights are that I'm supposed to hit for this week. I know I have to snatch 180 pounds, I think, 182 pounds. And then I probably have to be able to clean and jerk about 255 or so, and then squat 310 for five. So I've got things in front of me. It does not intimidate me. And I think that now, if something like that ever happens again, you know, these spells are supposed to last less and less time. And giving it way too much time and way too much attention in the past is something I'm not doing again. In this case, I knew right away, fuck it. This is not how I'm living. This is not what I'm doing. This is not what I'm spending my time on. I'm not taking another 6 to 8 week break because I just have too many things that I want to get done. So that's what I got for the podcast today. I hope that this helps you if you find yourself ever struggling or hitting a wall or a sudden relapse or something like that, because that is total bullshit. And I'm here to tell you, I'm living proof. I talk the talk every Wednesday, and I sure as shit walk the walk. So thanks so much for spending time with me today. Hope you enjoyed the new theme song, and I will talk to you all later.